I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. That's in Proverbs 8:17. Jesus began, "Beloved, I am always here with you, even when you seek to find wisdom in the world, collecting as you go along clutter and distraction. If only you would learn to still your mind at the very first, I would begin to tell you all you need to know in the present moment, without the labyrinth of empty, worldly details. Right now, do you feel the peace? Do you see the clutter? All that comes to your mind are those times when you sifted through the dumpster of this world to find a few pertinent details. As you do that, you accumulate more filth and trash, which acts to unsettle your mind and sow whirlwinds of confusion. You're a funny one. One moment you are asking me to deliver you from being on the internet, so I oblige you by freezing your computer. But what do? Indignantly go about wrestling with the cause of it until it is restored. You indeed are a funny one. Heaven even laughs when you do these things. You are a natural-born comedian. Why do you dwell on the ugly pictures of the past when the demons flash them before you? I have long ago forgiven those and tossed them into the great river of forgiveness, so they may be gone forever. I will tell you why. The evil ones relish evil deeds and want to shame you as well as share in the ugly memories of the past. They delight in filth. And if they can bring you down and make you feel shame, that's a bonus for them. Goodness, mercy, forgiveness, all those things are obnoxious to them. Rather, they want to rekindle the deeds of the past that will cause you shame and disappointment. This is their way of discouraging you. If they cannot make you sin, they bring up occasions of sin from your past, and for them, it's almost as good as reliving the act. They are filthy, blood-sucking, off-scouring from hell, and their lives are full of death. Their only hope is to get a rise out of you, make you feel condemned, distract you from the good you have done, and steep you in hopelessness. Yes, that is their goal. So when you resist them, not only do they flee, but they become discouraged. Eventually, they will be defeated by your steadfast refusal to consider your past or project a similar future. Claire, you are a new creation. All those filthy old things have passed away, and you are living a new life full of opportunity, creativity, ministry, and the sublime love of your God. This is what they hate. Any meditation on what is good, praiseworthy, beautiful, and uplifting turns them off, and they can't stand to be around it for very long. So, my love, and all my children, be aware of their tactics each day and counter them with thanksgiving, praise, joy, and hopefulness. Then they will run from you and seek another victim to drain the blood from." And that was the end of his message. Let us consider Psalms 37:9. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Amen.